December the 22nd, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is El-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkthemirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran, Surah 74, Ayat 1 to 3. O you in mental array, warn. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayat 39. Work in your places. The Holy Quran guides us to common sense. It is a common sense message, although it contains very complex ideas. In the very beginning of the revelation to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, he was told by God, O you who are wrapped in your mental clock, stand up and warn the people. God is going to give you a weighty word. Although the Quran appeals and directs us to common sense, it still has all that is needed to satisfy the intellectual. But what I am trying to do in this article is to try and make what Muslims should be doing here in the United States very simple and clear. That makes it very clear and simple. In the Quran as to what Muslims should be doing when he says, work in your places, and I am a worker. God is telling us in the above verses that he is not an idol god or a god at rest. Accordingly, Muslims don't believe in a static universe or a god that is resting. I'm not trying to address any deficiencies in anyone's religion. I just want to bring that message to you and hope that the Muslims and others will appreciate what is being said to them by God, that he does not rest and that he never took a rest. The Holy Quran gives us an excellent description that is simple and clear of how God relates to his creation. It says, God, there is no God but he, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize him, nor sleep. His are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there can intercede in his presence except as he permits? This verse tells us that God is active every moment of the day. There is not a single second during which he is not active in a wonderful work. Muslims have to believe that. If we believe that God took a rest, it will make us want to take a rest. And if all of us take a rest, we will be without anything. Muslims must also understand that though we have heard of El-Islam in the West, for the most part, it has been incorrectly presented. We need the true report on this religion, how it was revealed, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, what it did to end dark ages, how it brought the Arabs who were steeped in ignorance and corruption, to the peak of civilization where they became the beacon light of intellectual liberality for the human being. LSR made possible the regeneration of sacrifice, interest, and sacrifice progress for the whole world. So this is a fact of history. And if you don't believe what I'm stating, all you have to do is study the medieval age and the influence of al-Islam upon that period. Then Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, began his mission. Most of the people were ignorant. In fact, it refers to as the age of ignorance in Arabia, addressing the need to make the people literate. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, instituted a public progress for educating all of the people. Most of them could not read, so he taught them to read the Quran. Education, an obligation on every male and female, study from the cradle to the grave. Though the majority of Muslims born in America are literate in English, they are illiterate when it comes to the Arabic language. Therefore, if they are to get the best benefit of our holy book, they must study the Arabic language. And you should not think that you are ever too old to study the Arabic language. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that we are to gain knowledge. To become educated is an obligation on every male and female born in the Muslim society. Furthermore, he said that the obligation to acquire knowledge is on the individual from the cradle to the grave. No matter how old you are, if you accept what he has given us, you feel an obligation to increase your knowledge if you're not in school. You should return to school in some way or other. You should always remain a student. You should die a student. That should be the commitment of every Muslim. The only way Muslims can be strong in Islamic knowledge is to turn to the pure Islamic sources, such as the Quran, the Hadith, literature, traditions, through the Sunnah, practice, and history of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Muslims must study the wisdom of the learned companions of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, and the wisdom of those learned imams which survived the early days of the Muslims and whose knowledge was passed on to us. You must study and learn that knowledge, and as you do, you will become strong in knowledge. There was a great man who once lived amongst the African American race who said, you will never become the equal of the white man until you strive to become equal to him in knowledge. I believe he left the African American with this precious wisdom, however, to gain knowledge will not be enough. In fact, all that is within the human will, the human possibility, is not enough unless we also exercise that which is within our moral possibility. It is the moral urge and the moral commitment in man that will preserve his life and progress. We can learn all of the wisdom in the Quran, the wisdom in the textbooks of a college or a university, but if we lose the context of our moral life, we cannot go forward. The proof of how moral deficiency affects us in the whole of our life and by what we now see taking place in America today. Race stopped addressing race, started addressing man. The Islamic religion was revealed for all people. As Muslims, we will have to appeal to our audience from a position other than that of a racial concern. Racial concerns are too small and narrow. We must stop addressing race and start addressing man. We have to stop designing our material to apply to just blacks. That is the indigenous African American. We have to design our educational materials, our books, our propagation, dawah material, to appeal to the universal man. This religion was revealed for all people, and that is the spirit we must come into. We should not hesitate to carry the message of El Islam to an Englishman, a Hispanic, an American Indian, a Chinese, or to anyone. Whatever his race, don't hesitate to carry it to him, because in this spiritual situation that now exists in America, and the lost misplaced values and confused concerns, everybody should be given an opportunity to hear and accept this religion. This is what we must believe. If you believe this in your heart, you will go to be a strong people. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayat 37 and 31, pardon me, 732, pardon me. The Quran, Ayat 7, 32 and 731. Clothes, clean, time, place of prayer. The Quran, Surah 74, Ayat 1 to 4. O ye wrapped in a mantle, arise, warn. The Quran, Surah 10, Ayat 16, Prophet lived a lifetime amongst you. The Quran, Surah 68, Ayat 4, Prophet is on the exalted character. El Hadith, page 1, 663 and 1, cleanliness is half religion. El Hadith, page 1, 674, 28, cleanliness is half the religion. Keep the environment and neighborhood clean. The Prophet's prayers and the peace be upon him was also told by God in the Quran, and make your personal environment clean. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in the Quran. Knowing that the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, that was 40 years before he received any communication from God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of him, for the whole period of 40 years, surely we have seen you on a mighty foundation of character. He was already an excellent human being in the model of human life that the Creator wanted or intended for us. God did not have to tell Muhammad, the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, become a clean man. He told him to keep his environment clean. He kept his environment clean. Believe me. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say your private and personal environment clean? He is speaking through Muhammad, prayers, and that will help us understand many things that God says to him is not because Muhammad, prayers, and the peace be upon him needed it. It is speaking to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, general masses of people on this planet Earth, and especially those of his following, the Muslims, who follow him. Think about this. God says, your environment, your immediate place, where you have to live and take care of yourself and your family, keep it clean. So cleanliness is faith in your creation as God made it. So you have heard the saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness is an expression of faith. When you want to keep yourself clean, you don't like filth on you. That is an expression of faith. Faith in your creation as God made it. Faith in your creation is the best condition as God created it. It is an expression of faith, cleanliness. Muklasina carried the logic to its conclusion. Devotee religion is for God. So Muslims are supposed to see logic and then take it to its logical conclusion. God speaks of the Muks referring to one person, and Muklasina, Lahudin. It is plural, form of the word, referring to all of us. It means we are the one who takes the logic to its conclusion. And for God is religion. Why do it say for God is religion? Most of the people who take responsibility for giving to the people what God revealed to be their religion, they make their religion their business supporting them. Even the world has done this. The world has taken religion to be something just to support whatever it wants. If it's political, then it's political. If it is money, it is money. If it is show-off life, it is show-off life. Most of the people in religion are not presenting and representing the life that God, the Creator, wants for us on this planet Earth. Most of the Muslims, too. I said most of the people. So most of the Muslims are not presenting and representing what the Creator, the real God, wants for human beings on this planet Earth. Their religion is a party time thing. Dress up and go out, feel good, flatter God with a whole lot of stuff, and go right back to your nasty life or to your cheating life. Cheating on your wife, cheating on your family, cheating on your children, because they obligate you. They have a right. Cheating on the neighborhood, society, cheating on the world. Cleanliness is the beginning of life. A neglected baby becomes a filthy man. Cleanliness is the beginning of life. It is in the natural, it is in the nature of all new babies or new human life to dislike filth. The baby just came. The filth did not make any blisters. It did not hurt the skin at all. But the baby, the infant, is crying, letting mama know, I have filth on me. And if she ignores that baby, it will become conditioned to live with filth on it, and we will have a filthy black man in the neighborhood. I'm talking to your mothers. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, where they are not decent women, there can be no decent men. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayat 1, Natsla Waman, self-choosing spirit. The intellect being who has formed as a thinking person responds to intelligent rather than the emotions, self-accusing. You can look at yourself and judge yourself. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayah 2, self-accusing soul. So the second stage where reason prevails, characterized by inquiry, to question those things, and to try to find deeper and more meaning that will satisfy our understanding and help find a better state of mind and a better life. The path for life is a path for discovery, towards discovery. God has created us to use our intellect and to discover things like that little child they will just make something fall just to see what is this, why it's false. I believe this stage is referred to with the expression self-accusing soul. There's an expression in the development of the human soul called self-accusing soul. For those who speak Arabic, nefs lewana, and the first impetuous one, nefs lemamara, nefs lemamara, self-accusing soul. The Quran Surah 75, Ayah 2, nefs lewana, there is another one, second description given, of these three, that is, person is occupied with himself. You become occupied with your own self, with the human makeup, the human person. And it is called nefs lewama. And the word lewama means that this person is critical. People tend to be critical, and if you are not critical, then you tend to look for the problem. I use critical in the negative way or the negative sense. You tend to look for the positive thing, for the good, for something to praise. So these are the two together, because the critical person doesn't necessarily have to be looking for fault or necessarily be a fault finder. The critical person could be critical of something that is unsuitable for human excellence, you see. Romance period, but just the tendency to be tied up with just looking at the human person, admiring or holding the human being up in high merit and putting the human down. That tendency can lead to many things, to hard-heartedness, coldness, where you don't value human persons as a human creation at all. And then it can go to the other extreme, where you are just immoral by what you see in human beings. You fall in love. That was the romance period for Rome and the old world. It was the romantic period where the artists were just all in love with the body of the human person. And that whole period, the romance period, is to show you that this tendency really rose to be a mark on the history itself. Man's interest in himself, or the human person's interest in himself as a great human creation. And the romance period was accompanied by those two, one putting the human being down, other putting him up. Soul contend with you. The Quran Surah 75, Ayah 2, soul that reapproaches itself. Nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that life for us, a life of struggle. There is something always contending with you, especially if you want to be right. There's something always contending with you, even your own nature, your own soul, the tendency in yourself. Netsin wa'ma, the critical person. Netsin mutanina. Netsin mutamanina, a person who is peaceful. The Quran Surah 75, Ayah 2, the self-accusing soul. One person corrected me, saying, Brother Imam, they were not formed in the stomach of their mother. He is being technical. Whatever you are talking about, where it is, in the leg, the chest, or the head, where is it? In the stomach. I guess he thought I meant formed in there where my bean soup goes. We know better than that. He has a special compartment where we know we see a big stomach. And sometimes we have to cut the stomach open, save the baby because the mother can't deliver it. So they have to give her an incision and take the baby out from the stomach. But when you look to find fault, it is easy. So the people are described in the scripture, in many descriptions, but mainly those who look to find fault and those who look to find merit in people. Isn't that something? Scripture says seven eyes went out to find fault in people, and seven went out to find merit. So this is the Bible. But in the Quran, it is nefsin lawama, nefsin mutamana, the person who is peaceful and expressionate and compassionate, like Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was. So they say that they do not know anywhere in the history where he got angry with anybody. He never railed at anybody. He never was harsh. The man is deserving of the position God gave him as a model for all people who believe in God in the last day. Bones are symbolic of universal principles. The Quran Surah 75, Ayah 3, does man think we cannot assemble his bones? The Quran Surah 36, Ayah 78, who can give life to dry bones? Ezekiel 3:10, prophecy upon those bones. Now I'm talking to you, flesh cannot enter the kingdom, but according to the prophet Ezekiel, the bones got together and the bones stood up out of the valley of death. Flesh comes brown, red, black, and yellow. Bones all come white. All of us have the same admission ticket. You have to have the original principle of truth, righteousness, and justice that God gave you from your very beginning. God inspired in man through his conscience a movement upon the ladder of strong moral principles, virtuous justice, and righteousness. Unless you have that construction, unless you have that construction of those bones of principles to hold up your flesh, you cannot enter the kingdom. And those universal principles of justice, of virtue, or moral excellence, of human excellence, they are the same all over the world. If you stand a black man's truth up, just like a white man's truth, it has truth indeed. Those are the bones that I must uphold. The life of the hereafter, the Quran, Surah 17, Ayah 51. O created matter, which is your mind, is hardest to be raised up. Yet shall you be raised up. Then will they say, who will cause us to enter, to return? Say, he who created you first. Then will they wag their heads towards thee and say, what will that be? Say, maybe it will be quite soon. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the holy book, Quran? Is it indeed true that when we have died and become dust in the grave, that this God is going to raise us up? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, tell them, even though you be less than bone, though you be less than dust, still you are going to be raised up. It says, tell them it is not just a promise, that this is more than a promise, that this is a necessity. That is what Allah says in the Quran, that it is more than a promise God, promise from God. It is a necessity so that justice will prevail. Resurrection must restore humanism. It is a necessity that the knowledge that God originally designed in human nature for man to grow up with must be restored to him, that he must be given back those human principles that will uphold his flesh, that will make his environment safe from racism, from color consciousness. He must return to human principles, principles dictated from the very substance, from the very design of his true human nature. Every man is black, meaning natural. Oh, and who is this natural man that God made from the very beginning? Conscience tells him the right step to make in life. That is the original black man. Why do we call him black? When you said that all men are accepted before God. All men are black when they are in their original nature. What is this strange terminology that you are using today, W.D. Muhammad? It is the true understanding in your Bible. It is the true understanding in the Holy Quran. That is what I'm talking about. This is not my language. This is the language revealed to prophets by God. And I am telling you that Almighty God says in the Bible and in the Holy Quran that every man, every woman is true and black if they are in their original nature. So black means follow human moral nature. What does it mean to be black? Black means to trust the life that God put in you from the beginning, to trust my human nature that is being black, the voice of my moral nature that tells me not to lie, that tells me not to mistreat people, to trust the voice in my nature, my natural life. It tells me not to shortchange brothers because they is not of my flesh. To do right by everybody. I don't need a gospel to tell me that. I don't need a Torah to tell me that. I don't need even a Holy Quran to tell me that. Before Torah and before gospel, before the Holy Quran, I was told that through my human nature. Human nature is what taught me to follow the right road, to follow the road of truth and justice, and turn away from the road of lies and injustice. The human being tells me that. Resurrection of the dead on good. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayah 3-4. Resurrect the dead. The Quran, Surah 79, Ayah 46. Resurrection seemed like night or day. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 23. Family members joined in the hereafter. Bukhari, page 9, 532b. Believer intercede people out of hell. So this soul, this is what lives. This will be resurrected. And whatever of your life that conformed to this, that was a good complement to this, that will be you in the resurrection. I used to wonder about the resurrection of the dead. I know that the dead are resurrected. I know there is eternal life. I don't believe anymore only. I know that there is a resurrection of the dead and there is eternal life. The language is addressing this world that we live in now, even in its symbolism and mystery about heaven and about the drink in heaven. They will drink of a water like Kankura, and they will drink of the water of Sesadan. All these names have reference to this life. Everything has reference to this life here on earth that we live right now. But the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, didn't tell us disbelief in the hereafter. He said that whatever is in the print in the Quran also his own teachings, his own words, have a direct reference and an implied one. So if we get one, there is still another. So if I have connected the language of Quran or the language of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, with my life presently, I must understand that there is another connection, and that other connection is the life eternal. Soul lives forever, body dies. The soul lives forever. We may die, but the original soul lives forever. But if we dress our life up to conform to the original soul, we will be resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they think that they can't be reproduced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that he will reproduce your fingerprint with the design is just like it is. I'm a believer. I do not question it. And if I do not understand it, I do not bother it. I wait until I can understand it. And not only that, your relatives. The sister asked about her soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sister, that your relatives too, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed to have a new world like. Let me tell you what it will be. God has blessed me to know. It's not going to be this world as you see it now. One day this universe is going to go away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reproduce this whole universe. The sun will be gone. The moon will be gone. Now, you may say that is trillions and trillions of light years away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for the soul that dies, when they wake up this new world, they will say it looks like it only was one night or a day because you don't have any time when you're dead or when you die. Time is gone. So you will be awakened and you will think you just went to sleep and woke up and it will be a new creation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of this that you are looking at is perishable, he revealed to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, that all that we are looking at is passing away. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, everything is passing away. Hadn't yet discovered. But now science says the sun is dying. It says that the whole universe is going to go away. And the energy is going to collapse upon itself. And the force of it is going to make it spring out again into a flame and into energy and create a new universe. That is their theory now. But what did they get this inspiration from? You think they would acknowledge to you and say, yes, we were reading the Quran and we thought about it? So this is a good theory. Or we read the Bible and we thought about it and this is a good theory. They won't acknowledge that. They keep the two separate. They won't acknowledge that. And that is why their worlds stay messed up. If they ever come straight, it will see a much more beautiful world than we see now. If they come straight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be resurrected. And your family members who have passed away, they will be resurrected. And if you love your family members enough, just your love for them will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them for a lot of their wrongs and join them back with you. And the time will be only like one night passed. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayat 7 to 9, sun and the moon together. At length, when the sight is day, and the moon is buried in darkness, sun and the moon are joined together. Nesket Masibah, page 2, 1051, intellect no better gift. Narrated Abu Huraira, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the intelligence, he told it to stand up, and it did so. Then he told it to turn its back, and it did so. Then he told it to turn its face, and it did so. Then he told it to set, and it did so. He then said, I have created nothing better or more excellent or finer than you. By you I shall receive, by you I shall give, and by you I shall know, and by you I shall reprove. By you reward will be gained, and by opposing you punishment will be received. The moon, symbolic of the social, of the scholarly scientist. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayat 7 to 8, cite confused days. The question is asked, when is the day of resurrection? The Holy Quran says, when the sight is confused, you think you are seeing now, and you are boastful, because you say you see. You say your knowledge is sound, so you think. But when that knowledge runs into something else, that's going to shake it right to its foundation. You are going to become confused. At that time, you won't be as rigid as bone. The book also says that the moon become dark. You've been following your light. The moon of their world is symbolic of their leaders, their scholars and scientists. So when the moon becomes dark, it means when your scholarly and scientists become dark, and they can't even help you to get out of the darkness and confusion of the knowledge. When the sun and the moon are brought together and the knowledge and your scholaries become one, man will ask that day where to flee. No, there is no refuge. The sun and the moon is given with a double message. One message is saying to those who boast in their knowledge that there is coming a time when your knowledge is going to fail you. The leader of the knowledge that you look to are going to fail you too. You are going to see them both as one, meaning one can't help the other. One is no better than the other. Something else is going to take place that is not given here, but is here as a hidden hint. Sun, moon together means revelation, and the prophets are one. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayat 9, sun and the moon together. But there is going to come a time when the messenger and the revelation shall come together as one. You are going to see that there is one message and one messenger. That is the sun and the moon coming together. The sun and the moon comes together in the Holy Quran. The messenger of the most important prophets are given in the Quran, and all of them are given as a message of Islam. So Muhammad, the completion of all prophets. The last messenger is given here as Muslim, pardon me, as Muhammad, and he is called the completion of the messengers. He standeth all of the messengers combined into one. He takes all the scriptures of those messengers and show them as one. You have the man, the messenger, and you have the revelation, which is the son in one. When they are brought together, sun and the moon, man will ask on that day, where is there to flee? the argument is ended, that they have been picking up their particular man's causing confusion in religion. But what we'll be able to do when he shows you that this is one book and one man, the Quran, Surah 75, Ayah 24 to 30. One leg will be joined to the other. The Quran, Surah 62, Ayah 42, sun exposed. Hayam moon withstand to stop your superstitious thinking that water has some spooky power. So water stands for man's moral and spiritual nature. Earth stands for man's logical mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the revelation to Prophet Muhammad, praise and the peace be upon him, the messenger to all people. He says to us regarding ablution that if you cannot find suitable water, use clean earth. Do you think this is only clearing up the problem for simple people? No. No, indeed. It is also clearing up the problem for the intellectual in religion. On the common knowledge level, what is it saying to us? It is saying that religion with God is not spooky. It is rational. There is nothing spooky about the water. Don't think that you can't make ablution without water. The water has no spooky power. In the world, some of the religious people come to believe that the water has spooky powers. And aren't there religious people right now believing that the water has spooky powers? Haven't you in your time heard that they go over to the Middle East, to Jordan, the Zamzam, and come back here with water, and they sell it for high price, thinking it has spooky power? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the water is good and best for cleansing, but it has no spooky powers. Your prayers will still be accepted. If you can't find suitable water, use clean earth. If you find clean sand, rub it in your hand. It can clean your hand. And after you clean your hand, you can take the clean hand and wipe your face. You can clean your body with clean sand. If you can't find any clean sand, if you know that a stone is clean, can you rub your hand on that stone and cleanse it? If there are some clean corn stalks and you are out in the field and the earth is muddy, couldn't you take the corn stalk and clean your hand? Yes, tayammum means using clean something from the earth to take off dirt. What does it say to people on a higher level of religious understanding? They have secret, symbolic teachings where the water stands for something and the earth stands for something. The water stands for man's moral and spiritual nature. The earth stands for man's logical mind and purely rational side of the man. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in this teaching on ablution? He's telling us that human knowledge cleans us. That is moral knowledge, spiritual excellence. Moral excellence cleans us, but also rational cleans us. Having many of our good morals come to us from men who were not looking for morals, they were looking for rational, logical conclusions. But the logical conclusion also gave us knowledge for moral excellence. So our morals just don't come from the human excellence. The morals also come from search. One feeds the other as the two legs. One exams the other. The right leg moves up to bring the left leg up. The left leg up to bring the right leg up. This is Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sinner shall be marches with their legs tied together. What does that mean? You will have the power to enter into discussing with God to justify your wrong. You won't be able to hide one truth and project half of it like you do in this life. You hide the right leg and talk about the left one. Or you hide the left leg and talk about the right one. You get on a rational issue and you demand that we say right on the cut and dry. Rational point. You say, don't let any morals come into this. So we are not talking about the moral aspect. So where we face, when we face God, your total life shall be together before him. You won't be able to hide the moral evidence while projecting the cut and the dry, rational lie. And those who say religion is all spookism, they won't be able to hide the logical facts while pretending to establish truth upon spookism. Reaches me not your blood. Abraham sacrificed not his son, but a lamb. Blood sacrifice stopped Jesus on the cross. Skin bone laid bare means expose the real issues. Do you see how beautiful the religion is? Quran says that they shall be marshaled before the judgment with their legs together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that the shin bone shall be bled. There is only a thin skin over the shin bone. It doesn't have a lot of flesh on it. Quran says that their shin bone shall be exposed, what is under the skin. Strong support on the outside is little, weak cover. A lot of people want to talk about the covering, but they won't get to the heart of the problem, of the matter. They just talk about the superficial, but won't get into the issue. God is going to bear the sin. You are going to have to talk about the real issue. The religious leadership, don't they avoid the real issues when you challenge them to ask, isn't it wrong that you worship flesh and blood? Isn't it wrong that you worship blood sacrifice? When God told the prophets before the New Testament that you shall not make blood sacrifice, that God wants not the kind of sacrifice. The sacrifice that we want is obedience. Why have you brought that blood sacrifice, something that was stopped by Prophet Abraham and other prophets who came behind him? You still have it in religion. They won't go to the heart of the matter. They will start talking about the superficial thing, and they will hide part of the argument while trying to establish an excuse. Abusin tells us that the human being is a total life, a complete entity, that he is not two people. He is one person. Trinity started an Egyptian ruler movement. Dualism, nature, worship, we step in man's growth. I was in Egypt looking at some of the ancient monuments there, and I saw the symbolism that I believe came into the religion because people were ignorant and wouldn't keep God guidance. They just came to the conclusion that this was it. And they introduced it into the religion, dualism. So when you study the religious history of most of the people of the world, you will find that they have practiced at some time dualism and nature worship. These are the steps in man's growth. They see things, and they seem to be answers. And they come to the conclusion that they are the answer. But if you remain faithful, eventually grow up out of those simple things that were wrong, and we come to the right understanding. There they have a statue of the man ruler, and they have four legs, for his legs, two sons. His right leg is one son, and his left leg is another son. So these are the two people. In his body, he makes the third. So you have one from the Trinitarian in Christianity, but believe me, that Trinitarian thing is all over. People have gone wrong, not just everybody. Worship three gods in one, but practically everywhere. I know religions that have been, they all have had a concept that involves three principles or three essentials, important figures. For Christianity is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Quran, Surah 76, Ayah 6, servant of God. God sent prophets to us who told us. They introduced themselves to us as God's servants. And they are our models. They are our leaders to teach us that all of us should be God's servants. Allah has complete control over the human being. So Quran Surah 76, Ayah 30, there is no willing except as God will. Believe it or not, God has more control over the mind, thinking, and spirit and power of the human being than they have over themselves. God has more control over every human being than that human being has over himself. He can't even think in a way that God doesn't want him to think. If God doesn't want him to think that way, he can't think that way. God doesn't have to kill anybody. He just prevents you from causing trouble, prevents you from making any problems for him. He doesn't have to kill you. He controls your thinking. And everything, anytime he wants, he can control your thinking. And you can't. He can make you happy with the thinking that you perhaps without him interfering with your thinking or with your mind. You could be so bitter and so enraged. You would probably be going to something to kill it. He can deal with your thinking and have you go to it and kiss him. God is the living God. And he is present all the time. And he is in your mind. And in your life more than you are in your mind and in your life. That goes for every human being on earth. He is in their mind, in their spirit, in their life more than they are. How can they cause trouble for him? And he doesn't want it. As long as we continue to be persons believers, God is not going to let anything happen to harm us. Nothing is going to happen to us but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to happen. Milk symbolic of kind believers. Breast milk for the baby looks similar to the sperm germ that started its life. The Quran, Surah 77, Ayah 20, man from a fluid water descent. The Quran, Surah 48, Ayah 29, kind to believers, hard against disbelievers. The Quran, Surah 31, Ayah 14, baby wind on milk for 2 years. The Quran, Surah 97, Ayah 4, angels descend on every urn. When life comes to the baby needs food, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mother naturally to have food ready for the baby when the baby comes. The breast fills up with the food for the baby. The baby comes and there is the milk from the human mother, not the cow of the world, from the human mother. And the life of the baby is sustained. And the baby is comforted. The hunger is removed. And the baby begins to grow and increase as the human flesh. and blood body, right? And it is given milk, something liquid resembling how the life started. Some of this milk now looks so cheap until it really looks like poor man's sperm, almost water. So you need to eat some beef, man. His sperm is almost water. The angels and the spirit that descend in the night, when the revelation comes to Muhammad, they are rejoicing. They are listening to Imam W. Dean Muhammad, just like you, but they hear much more than you hear. They are just rejoicing. As God has blessed me to communicate these things to you, the Muslims are told, those who stand in the way of the light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause you to be firm against them, but love you one another, and be as soft as milk on the believer. Isn't that beautiful? There is a big message in that. Be as soft as milk. When you are trying to get the believer to go or move the way you want them to go, don't get angry and mean and start speaking down to them and beating them over the head with something that hurts, like a solid rock or something like a club. No, be as soft as Prophet Muhammad had, and only as a slight problem. He did it without conscience. He was consciously trying to obey God. He was consciously trying to bring a big following to God. In doing so, he followed the habits of a people who had serious problems in them. So God spoke to their serious problems through Prophet Muhammad. But still, Prophet Muhammad is being directed before the people by the God that is speaking to him. When the blind man came to him, he frowned and turned away because he was in haste. He was hurrying to talk to a group of leaders, well-to-do, strong members of the society that he thought that if he convinced these people can help me bring the small people around. You see, he overlooked something that God recommended him openly before the people. And his intentions were so pure that he didn't say, I can't tell the people this. Revelation, it came out. The purity of intention are very, very important. If we would just purify and make our intentions right, then Almighty God would come into our lives and guide us. But will you yourself guide someone that you saw bad intentions in and were against you? No, you wouldn't guide him. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means that it please God. We thank New Africa Enterprise, LLC, Imam, Dr. Murad Muhammad, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us. And bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.